Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you going to do about it? It's your problem, isn't it?
Hello there. It's nice to see you. I hope you're well. I've got some... Yesterday, I'm sorry, I sort of allowed my obsessions to sort of take over the podcast, namely Andy Collins, the breakfast show host of Three Counties Radio, and DJ The Best off of YouTube. I'm the best. I shoot you in your house. I shoot your mouse. DJ The Best. I'm sorry for allowing that to happen. And also, I have to tell you that it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again today. It's going to happen... quite soon. In fact, I think it's... No, it's happening. This is it happening.
DJ Jeremy Wine. Yeah. Are you ready for this? I don't think so. Second best DJ after Ken Bruce. DJ Jeremy Wine. Everybody, what is look at me? Do not think about my brother Timothy. He's not as good as me. As you can see, I can rhyme. I have rhyming dictionary. Freestyle. When I shoot you with my gun, you better run. This one is not for fun. I am doing pun. Basically, rapping is pun. Everybody knows Jeremy Wine the best after Ken Bruce in the hood.
You're not vulnerable, but they like to say the vulnerable, but you're the least vulnerable. But for this one thing,
for real,
you are vulnerable.
No, I'm not.
So am I.
I shoot you in the mouth.
I'm Andy Collins. How the devil are you?
You go away. You're not the best. I shoot you in the mouth. Jeremy Wine. Best DJ. DJ the best. Not like Kanye West.
Yes, Kanye West has released his first presidential campaign advert. It talks about faith and family and one time and all of that. He's very well. Everything's fine. Julie, really the patron saint of this podcast, has compiled a quiz based on the fact that it's something like 50 years since the BBC One Play for Today first began, and there's a documentary, as you might expect, on BBC Four, because, you know, BBC One's, you know, it's the one show now, isn't it? Anyway, we talked months ago on this podcast about radio plays, which ones you sent in your titles and authors, playwrights of radio plays. Anyway, Julie's compiled it into a quiz. Is this a real play for today or is it not? And I think I'm supposed to say play for today yay or play for today nay. I don't know. Anyway, here she is.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
This quiz is all about play for today.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is I'm going to give you some titles, some of which might be true, some of which might be false.
Okay.
And all you have to do is say, give your answer as play for today yay.
Yeah.
Or play for today, nay. The whole thing, please.
Thank you, Noel.
Question number one.
Yeah.
The Medusa strain.
Play for today, nay.
That was play for today, nay.
Yes.
Number two.
Yes.
Schmiedepuss.
Yay.
That was Play for Today. Yay.
Come on.
Number three.
All right.
The Cheviot, the Stag, and the Black Oil.
Nay.
That was Play for Today. Yay.
Oh.
Number four.
Yeah.
The Hallelujah Handshake.
Come on, that's a nay, surely.
That was Play for Today. Yay.
Oh, shut up.
Number five.
Yeah.
Edna, the Inebriate Woman.
No, you see, I'm going for yay.
That was Play for Today. Yay.
Right, because you're faking
number
out
six,
with the pretending
the
to laugh.
Devil's Uncle.
Devil's Uncle, nay. It's two.
That was Play for Today. Nay.
Yes, come on.
Number seven. The Bevelers.
Yay.
That was Play for Today. Yay.
Okay.
Number eight.
Yeah.
Joe and Simon Brown.
Nay.
That was Play for Today. Nay.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Too inconspicuous.
Plaintiffs and Defendants.
Yay.
That was Play for Today. Yay.
Yes, come on.
10. A Month of Tuesdays.
Nay.
That was Play for Today. Nay.
Yeah.
Number 11. Flirty at 20.
Nay.
That was Play for Today. Nay.
Come on.
Number 12. Kisses at 50.
Pfft, yay.
That was Play for Today. Yay.
Yeah, come on.
Number 13. Another Flip for Dominic.
Oh, that's a nay.
That was Play for Today. Yay.
Oh.
Number 14. Iris in the Traffic, Ruby in the Rain.
Nay.
That was Play for Today. Yay.
Oh.
Number 15. The Sweet Release.
Nay. Get off.
That
this
was
is a family.
Play for Today. Nay.
Okay.
Finally, number 16. Dimchurch Twist.
Nay.
That was Play for Today. Nay.
Come on, I did
I
good.
Enjoyed the quiz. Bye.
Thanks so much for that, Julie. That was amazing. I did well. I got some fingers. I don't know. I think I got like 11 or 12. Very happy with that. Very happy indeed. Thank you very much for that. I'm going to move on to your emails, actually, because we've got quite a few of them. There's a really plaintive one from Pat that I thought I'd share. With the caveat that he sort of said, oh, it had just been a bit of a tough week, so don't worry about it. But anyway, I, you know, send some love to Pat. He said, you know, sometimes I feel the weight of it all. It looms over me like a suspended mountain. I look up at it and wonder how long it will hang above my head. When I look behind me, there are fragments and fading footprints strewn behind. Once there were many, now there's only my own. When I look one way, there is a sunrise, the other a setting sun. I'm going towards one, but which I can't tell. And so I start off again every day. Above me hangs the mountain of it all. I pick up songs and stories and set off once again on this road without signposts, towards the light or the dark. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that lands in your inbox, you know. He's okay. Pat's okay, I think. But, you know, we love you. You've contributed so much to the show and to me privately as well, and really appreciate it. And thanks for sharing. We're here. We're a little family. We're a very scattered family. But thanks very much. He had a tough week. He had a horrible weekend. But he's okay. But I just thought it was very eloquent. That thing of a mountain looming, I thought was really good. This sounds so trite, but I saw an edition of Somewhere Street. It's a show on NHK, which is like the Japanese BBC, where they just walk around a town. It was a town in Italy where it's just north. It's a seaside village, but it's just north of this massive cliff. And it means that for like months of the year, there's never direct sunlight anywhere on the town. And you sort of think, what's it like living with that? You know? Anyway, Pat, we love you very much. And we're all sending you a big, hopefully fortifying hug. Let's move on, though, to the love outpouring for DJ The Best. I mean, he is the best DJ. We're trying to track him because he released that and one video saying, you'll buy my album, I'm working on it now, I'm going to drop it. That was 11 years ago. He never dropped it. Well, perhaps he dropped it. We need to find him. Anyway, Alex, dear Mr. The Extreme, thank you. Thank you, and the Yapologians. I read your question about what happened to DJ The Best. I've considered the matter carefully, and I've come up with 5 different theories to explain his absence. Okay. 1. Hubris. 2. Reality. 3. He rage quit after seeing how little ad revenue his first 2 videos brought in. I can identify with that. I love having to do quite a lot of admin work to inform my accountant for my tax return that I earned 0.04 of a cent on YouTube last year. It's good news. 4. Most intriguingly, when the DJ The Best, dropped his album, it hit so hard and so perfectly that it in fact shattered reality, leading to the strange and unnerving times we're all living through. Hey, that's conceivable. I think that's quite likely. Consider how many popular singers reference a mysterious DJ. Robbie Williams, Fatboy Slim, Rihanna. The list is endless, though my willingness to Google them is not. What if every DJ ever mentioned in a song in any time period in our reality is in fact DJ The Best? Oh my God! Mind blown! QAnon! For who would write a song referencing a DJ who was not the best? In our reality, DJ The Best no longer exists in physical form. He has instead transcended into a musical lodestone, a virtually godlike presence from which all other artists draw inspiration, even as our very reality crumbles into chaos due to his physical absence. Somehow, we must find a way to draw him back into the world before all is lost. Or, 5, he's working as a mid-level manager at an email marketing firm. I'm afraid based on the only other DJ I know, the answer is probably 5. All the best for your birthday this weekend. Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Very kind of you. Alex, that's a brilliant email. Thank you so much. DJ The Best. The Best. And I should say there is a song about a bad DJ. There is the DJ in one of the They Might Be Giants songs. Hey, Mr. DJ, I thought you said we had a deal. Do you remember that? No? Okay, fine. Neil. Hi, Jake. The other week, Cousin Davey. Aw, I like that he's everybody's Cousin Davey now. He'd be fine with that. He was saying we should record our nocturnal sound-offs. Oh, my God. And send them in. Oh, my God. Well, I've got something a little different. Okay. The attached was sent to me by my very good friend, Chris. Let's call him Chris. Now, I'm not really a believer in such matters, but I definitely think that there's something a bit paranormal going off. Listen! Picture fell off the wall this morning downstairs in the middle of the night. And that's my old nan. You know, she always used to go toilet down there. Sorry. Shall we have a listen and then pick up what he has to say? I think we should do that. Let's do that. Hmm. Oh boy. Oof. What? What the heck was that? I wonder if I could pitch shift that up. Hang on a second. Yeah. It sounds like Mafuna Bradley Miriam. If you'd like to send that back, I shortened it, I sped it up, I EQ'd it a little bit. You want to hear it again? We can hear it again if you like. All right, I'm gonna play it again. Here we go. Basuna. Bradley. Miriam. Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds absolutely fine to me. What do you make of that, says Neil? Incubus? Succubus? I think it's Bradley and Miriam. And a Basuna. Or a mushroom, an unused part of a Judas Priest single. He says there wasn't any ectoplasmic residue around his bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
but I'm not so sure. And so there's definitely a need to exorcise him. Having looked on Etsy, there are some quite reasonably priced exorcism kits. Did you know you could evict a demon for as little as £17, complete with holy water, exorcism powder and crucifix? Bit like ready-made spiritual cake mix packet. Just add an egg. Laid by the Virgin Mary. I'm sure with all the licensed reverends in the Yappletizers, we could bust some heads in a spiritual sense, of course, always. By Jake. And remember, don't stop moving to the S Club beat. I can't. DJ got me... I do quite like S Club 7. Anyway, thanks very much for that. Please help me find DJ the best. It would be really great. There were a few more ideas about DJ the best. What he was doing. Gemma says he's actually professor of James Joyce studies at Masarykova University, Brno, Czechia. So I think that's right. Gem says he's recently opened a new Etsy shop selling artisanal paintball guns. Actually, it turns out I have more than one, he quips. Lizzie says, is that Lawrence Fox? It's possible. Carenza, I think he's a Nerf gun tester. No retraining needed. I found a spent Nerf dart in the car park near my kid's school. It's tough, man. It's a rough area. Jem says, I think he's currently answering the phones in a PPI call centre in Rill. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. If you have any ideas about what DJ the Best is up to, do let me know. Thanks very much for being here. I've got some news, which is I'm putting together an album. I'm going to stick it on, I don't know, Spotify and iTunes and stuff. Like, if you want to, you can buy it, but you can always just stream it on the thing and it won't cost you anything. But it's all the songs. I mean, it's not all the songs, but a lot of songs from The Hurting. It's a TV series I did for Dave. I did two series. There's about 40 songs so far. So I'm putting them together and it's really exciting. And I'll let you know when it's done. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.